Welcome to chapel today. We're glad that you're joining us. This is a very unique chapel today that we have planned because it's a very unique time. Appropriately so, because this is the first day of Dr. Mark Yarborough's presidency here at Dallas Theological Seminary. So glad you could join us, and I am going to ask Dr. Mark Yarborough if he'll come and join me on the platform, appropriately distanced, but we'd like for you to have a seat. And we're going to have this chapel given to prayer to uplift Dr. Yarborough and his upcoming ministry at Dallas Seminary.
I'm Josh Wynn, Executive Assistant to the President. Will you pray with me? Father, Son, and Spirit, you alone are the one true God. We call out to you because while you are transcendent, you are ever near us. You've invited us to petition you as our creator and sustainer. And because of this, we come to you on behalf of our brother, Dr. Yarborough, to ask for your help with two areas that challenge all leaders. The first, finding balance. The burden of leadership can be heavy, and in normal times, it can be consuming. In times like these, crushing. Ever-changing needs can permeate into every part of one's life. Therefore, we ask you, Holy Father, to strengthen Dr. Yarborough and those around him to establish healthy boundaries between the ministry, family, church, personal relationships, exercise, and the host of other areas in which he's involved. We ask this so that he can remain serviceable to you for years to come. The second area is identifying priorities. Because he wears many hats, Christian, father, dad, elder, pastor, professor, fisherman, and today, president of Dallas Theological Seminary, we know his boundaries will be tested by competing priorities and demands from every area of life. Therefore, we ask you, Almighty God, to give Dr. Yarborough the wisdom to know what priorities are primary, and may those around him give him both grace as he leads and the wise counsel to help him lead well. We ask these things to you, Father, through the Son and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Margaret Tolliver, and thank you, Dr. Yarborough, for allowing me to continue to serve as the communications and board coordinator. Just a closer walk with thee, granted, Jesus, is our plea. Daily walking close with thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Father, I pray for Dr. Yarborough's walk with you. Lord God, I pray that he will abide in you and that your word will abide in him. Lord, apart from you, he can do nothing. So I pray that you would strengthen his inner man and that you would keep him close, protect him. Lord God, when the trials of life, the stressors of the job seek to distract him, may he be found at your feet. Lord God, because that is the thing that is necessary and that is the thing that is needed. And that is the thing that will, you promised Jesus that you would not take away from him. So stay close to him, Lord God. And I pray that he stay close to you. Lord God, I pray that he will be rooted, established, and grounded in your love, Lord God. Because your love is deep, your love is long, your love is wide, your love is high, your love is the shape of the cross. Lord God, and I pray that you will draw him close, keep him close. Let your thoughts be his thoughts, your words be his word, your heart be his heart. Lord God, I pray that y'all will be one and so that he can lead the people of DTS the way Christ leads the flock, because he's following you. Lord God, as he picks up his cross to follow you, Lord God, I pray that you would strengthen him, empower him, and give him the charge, give him the wisdom as he follows and we follow him. We pray this in your matchless, your powerful, your everlasting name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We thank you for the privilege of coming before your throne and lifting our brother up to you. We don't take it lightly, and we praise you for being Emmanuel, God with us. And help him to remember that day after day that you walk with him and you talk with him and you tell him that he is yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lanier Burns, Senior Professor and Research Professor of Theological Studies. Dear Father, we thank you for Mark Yarbrough today and give thanks to the gift of the seminary from the service of Dr. Chafer, Walford, Camel, Swindoll, Bailey, and now Yarbrough, that have paved the way for our present blessings. We pray that you will be Mark's refuge and strength, his help in troubled times. We ask him for a vision that applies the Word of God as the center of our education and commitments, in spite of relativistic and pluralistic pressures to do otherwise. We pray that the skill of his hands will be matched by the integrity of his heart, consistent in word and deed. We pray that in these times of conflict, Mark can lead with wisdom, promote community with unity. May we, the faculty and staff, not be so lost in our disciplines that we do not fully support this goal. Give us all the vision to promote relationships in our floods of technology. Under his leadership, may we promote encouragement, kindness, and compassion for our fellow faculty, staff, and students who suffer from time to time for a plethora of reasons. May the Spirit promote through Mark an ever-growing vision for training servant leaders, for service in the body of Christ around the world, and communicate with clarity and persuasion. May DTS be used to make Dallas and America, our digital Babylons, better examples of justice and peace for all to see. And please help all of us, administration, faculty, staff, to become more Christ-like and more dependent on the Holy Spirit in years to come. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your soon return, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, amen.
My name is Jamie Hightower, and I get to represent the media department, media production department, as their office manager. James, the brother of Jesus, wrote, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and evil practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere." And so we pray, Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead Dr. Yarbrough down the path of wisdom from above. May his pursuit of wisdom start from a place of purity, seeking peace, displaying gentleness, remaining open to reason, full of mercy and your fruits, with an impartial and sincere heart. Grant Dr. Yarbrough the wisdom to heed counsel from advisors that point him toward your will, for as he goes, so goes the seminary. As you equip him, shaping him into the president you desire him to be, we thank you, Jesus, for being the Word, the lamp that illuminates his feet and lights his path. And like Solomon, we pray for Dr. Yarbrough. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. in pursuit of your glory, grant him the vision and the desire to advocate for the celebration of diversity in the GTS community. In pursuit of your will, guide him with the question, how do I best love the people you called me to lead? As Dr. Yarbrough steps into this position, help him to remember your promise to remain with your people and with him, even to the end of the age. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
My name is Brooks Nessie, and I'll be serving as the president of the Student Council at DTS this upcoming year, and I would ask that, once again, you would join me in prayer for our president. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling Dr. Yarbrough into this position of leadership and service, and for how he has so faithfully and humbly gone about his service leading up to your calling him to be our president. Lord, we do understand that amidst being called into such a role, he and his family are having placed upon them a great deal of responsibility and influence. And in that, through the resulting fatigue, the expected and unexpected challenges and spiritual warfare that await, that in that, our physical and emotional health can at times wane. And so it is our prayer that you would physically and emotionally sustain Dr. Yarbrough and his family, that you'd protect their sleep, that you would sustain immune systems, that you would guard against discouragement. And in those seasons of loneliness that we so often find ourselves in during ministry, that you would provide just the right individual to offer just the right encouragement at just the right moment. And Lord, should you allow illness, and when trial does come, we pray that even in this, you would be glorified as you grant Dr. Yarbrough and his family the strength to bear resolutely. And so, Lord, may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard the hearts and minds and bodies of the Yarbrough family in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it's in his name and by the power of the Spirit we pray. Amen.
My name is Brian Bittaker, and I serve as the Director of Spiritual Formation. Please pray with me. Our triune God, you are good, full of loyal love and faithfulness. You are a God of self-giving love and humility. Dear Father, we thank you for Dr. Yarbrough in his new role as president. Enable him by the power of the Spirit to be a servant who does not seek to be served, but to serve others and give of himself for the good of others. Enable Mark by the power of the Spirit to follow the example of Christ and wash the feet of others as he serves them above himself. Enable Mark by the power of the Spirit to have the same attitude of humility that Jesus Christ had, to be aggressive for your will and your purposes rather than his own, to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, to value others above himself, not looking to his own interests but to the interests of others, to use his position to elevate and promote others, especially the weak, to make himself of no reputation for the glory of God, to humble himself by dying to himself daily, and to remember Jesus Christ is Lord to your glory, Father. We also ask that you would surround him with others who have the same attitude and same mindset. And again, we pray all this through the matchless name of your Son, the Lord Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
My name is Stephanie Reynolds, and I represent the Chaplain's Office and Student Life Department. Let's pray. Father, thank you for how you have revealed yourself to your people through your word. Thank you for being faithful to those that you love. Thank you that your loving kindness endures forever. Lord, I want to pray for Dr. Yarbrough to reflect you in his faithfulness to your word. You have equipped him through godly parents, teachers, and mentors to study your word deeply. And I pray that he would continue to do so as he seeks your face in this new role. Empower him to exhort in sound doctrine and yet be gentle in his manner in order to draw others to you. You've given him everything he needs for life and godliness. And so, as Jesus promised in the Gospel of John, may your Spirit guide Dr. Yarbrough into all truth as he walks in faithful obedience with you. Lord, you also tell us that the relationship between a man and his wife is holy, as a reflection of Christ's relationship with the church. And so, Father, we ask that you protect Dr. Yarbrough's marriage. This is a season of change as he takes over a role of great authority and influence, and I can only imagine how stressful this time could be. Satan would love to use this time of stress to attack his marriage and therefore his witness for you. And so, Lord, I pray that in times of stress and in times of joy, that he would turn first to you in deep dependence, and second, that he would turn toward his wife. May he find refreshing and encouragement from Jennifer, and may you keep him from temptation. Protect her heart as well. No matter how full his week is, help Dr. Yarbrough to find ways to build into their marriage and lead them both toward you. Refresh their relationship anew as they enter this new phase of ministry. Again, Lord, we thank you for who you are. Thank you for your sovereign direction in choosing Dr. Yarbrough as the sixth president here at DTS. Help us to remember to keep him in prayer and submit to his leadership as you continue to guide him in the months and years to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, this is a very momentous day and a very momentous chapel as well, and I want to thank the participants who have prayed for different areas of Dr. Yarbrough's life. So those people, those persons that were chosen from all different segments of life on this campus, and hopefully you picked up on a theme that they were praying about for Dr. Yarbrough during the previous few moments. We do have a gift for you, Dr. Yarbrough, and we want you to take it and at least look at it, and let us take a look at it as well. And then we're going to turn things over to you.
It says, Mark M. Yarbrough, President of Dallas Theological Seminary, Professor of Bible Exposition.
Flip it up and you can see something kind of neat on the bottom.
Ah, I'm looking at the wrong one. Here we go. Look at that. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. A theme verse. There we go.
There you go.
Thank you all for this. What a wonderful gift. Right now is a moment where I despise social distancing and physical distancing because I wish I could hug every one of you. Thank you for your precious prayers, for your collegiality, and for your friendship. My words this morning will be intentionally brief. In the weeks and months to come, we will have ample time to talk and to pray and to dream anew. Today, I will say this, I am keenly aware that I am here as a product solely and exclusively of the grace of God. We are all products of God's unmerited favor. For me personally, it has been an honor to spend a better part of 25 years at DTS, to learn from and now work with and teach alongside of some of God's choice servants. I love this place and have been overwhelmed by the love of this family. And I believe in our mission. What a privilege for us to equip godly servant leaders. I would also like to say that it has been one of my life's most distinct pleasures to be tutored by my friend and now former boss, Dr. Mark Bailey. Mark, if you are watching, thank you. Thank you, sir, for leading us so well for so long. Now I look forward to stepping out in faith into this new role as president. There are challenging days for sure. It seems as if our world is unraveling at the seams and that sin and hatred have won the day. Well, we dare not forget that in the midst of the mess stands a Savior named Jesus. And He alone offers a way out. He gives hope when all seems hopeless. So what does that mean for DTS today? It means that as we have trusted our great God in the past, we will trust Him as we head into uncharted waters. We'll work as a team, and we will pray as dependent children should. To the Board of Incorporate Members, you have asked me to hold a very sacred trust. We will do that together by the grace of God. Because as we know, without Christ, we can do nothing. So I conclude with the appropriate words of the apostle of grace and grit, the apostle Paul, that text that is now even in the gift that was just presented. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.